prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. What is also important to understand here is that the preamble to the Bill of Rights also states with a double thou shall not to them that represent the American people, that the conventions of a number of the states, having at the time of their adopting the Constitution, expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and is extending the ground of the public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. So I have a question for you. How is it that big tech companies can censor and even expunge the truth that at any given time when it does not run the same direction as their propaganda narratives? Well, I can tell you that they are not doing this legally, and that in any sense of the word. The warnings that were given, namely by the first president of the United States of America concerning freedom of speech, George said, if the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. How true it is when it was said that those that mean to silence us are them that mean to rule over us. And Americans, here we are today. I do need to make clear that freedom of speech does not give us the right to speak in an unlawful or a subversive manner. We do not have the freedom of speech to lie, to defame, to maliciously attack, or to promote that which transgresses American law. We do not have the rights given unto us by God to promote that which violates God's moral laws. Friends, did you know that we still have blasphemy laws still in the books? Yet somehow or another, this is to be permissible by the networks? The networks also promote pornography as free speech, yet this was illegal up until 1968. Sodomy is promoted as normal, and yet our laws clearly condemn this abominable lifestyle. They promote same-sex marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. And now they're even promoting something called transgenderism. Friends, let me take you a step further. They're even going so far as to tell the younger generation that they now have a choice in what it is that they want to be by labeling it binary. Friends, God already made that decision. It's not for us to make. They promote promiscuity and fornication as the cool things to do. Adultery is promoted through what Americans have accepted as soap operas. Abortion is promoted and advocated by calling it a choice. Killing is advocated and taught through Hollywood and the mainstream media as entertainment. Dishonoring parents is advocated for, and nobody does this more than Disney. Having other gods and even going so far as to promote foreign gods. Literally everything that is being promoted by the mainstream media and their useful idiots, God clearly condemns. No, friends, freedom is to do what the law permits, and so it is. Laws, if obeyed, keep us free. Remembering what Charles D. Montesquieu rightly stated, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Now knowing all of this, let us share our experience with the illegal censorship that has been taking place, and that on a national level. When we first started the Sons of Liberty Media's national outlet, we immediately garnered a lot of attention. As a matter of fact, the first month we had over 700,000 unique visitors come to our site. The second month we had over 850,000 unique visitors come to our site. And the third month we were touching over 1 million unique visitors that were coming to our site. And we were also ranked the top 11,000 in the United States alone. Before we knew it, the rug was then pulled. All of a sudden, we noticed that our unique visitors in our page.
If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we got Mike Adams joining us up and coming here in about 15 minutes, if that. And interesting to note, it's an issue we've been dealing with, as you all the well know here, concerning illegal censorship. Well, Mike Adams decided to go ahead and turn around and take it to Google, Facebook, Twitter, NewsGuard. By the way, NewsGuard sells themselves under a conservative title, when in fact they are just the exact opposite. Homeland Security, he's suing. Department of Defense, Global Engagement Center, ISD, and others for globally coordinating government-funded censorship collusion against the American people. And we're going to have him up, and he's going to go ahead and share with you the importance and the understanding of how important it is that we as a people uphold the First Amendment, because without it, friends, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. As a matter of fact, I found a piece here by Ben Franklin, and this was during the pre-War of Independence. And he said, in those wretched countries where a man cannot call his tongue his own, he can scarce call anything his own. Whosoever would overthrow the liberty of a nation must be beginning by the subduing of freeness of speech. Without freedom of thought, there can be no such thing as wisdom and no such thing as a public liberty without freedom of speech, which is the right of every man. Now, folks, again, and I know that you've heard this quite a bit. It sounds like a capitulating whine coming from this ministry, but it's not. I'm just there blowing the trumpet, Ezekiel 33, verse 3, and warning the American people that, like George Washington, if the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. So what's the first thing tyrants do? They censor free speech. What's also interesting to note is I took the time to dig up Adams, Mike Adams from Natural News, the health ranger, his information, and I had a hard time digging it up, and he is going through, in fact, exactly what we are dealing with. The difference is, at least that's what we know now, he's been named in a court case where all of those that he's going after and suing them for illegally censoring free speech concerning his platform The difference is, folks, is he's going to be able to take it in and actually break the door wide open. He was named in court documents that these people were zeroing in on him. I guarantee you Sons of Liberty are there. I guarantee it. But without further ado, friends, I do want you to say or understand that when I was digging up Mike Adams literally online, I had a hard time finding any of his content. And what I did find was defamatory content. And as I've said to you 1,000 times, if I had an attorney, friends, that really cared about upholding the law, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, I'd be one of the folks. I'd never, ever have to ask for support in my ministry. But it's a sad day in America today that the people just let it go to the wayside. I want to hit one more thing before we get to that topic. We're going to pick it up in just a couple minutes with Mike Adams here. And it is, folks, they did it anyways. And what am I talking about? On Friday, I took the time to highlight the fact that America prepares for global war and restarts the draft for 18 to 26 years old. I spent a whole hour on this show showing you exactly how we've been warned January 17th, 1961 by President Eisenhower concerning the military-industrial complex. I took us over to General Wesley Clark as he told us that the whole Iraqi war was about stealing away their oil. I showed you who they were or by name and by face and showing you the articles of Cheney, who profited $39.5 billion from stealing their oil. I showed you and I took the time to show you the said president of the United States of corporate America put that up against 1871. It's interesting that I showed you George W. Bush and denying the fact that there was any weapons of mass destruction there in any sense of the word. And the reason I'm bringing that up, friends, is because you need to know that these are all premeditated, pre-planned wars. And if the American people don't want to take heed to the fact that they're going to do it again, guess what they're going to do? They're going to do it again. And guess what they're doing again, friends? They will perpetuate another war. They will advocate for another war on false premises, just like George Bush when he said there was no weapons of mass destruction with a half smirk on his face. But he just wants you to do your best to go ahead and overlook the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of the boys that shed their blood to get them the profit that they wanted from that war that didn't need to happen. But the American people were the first ones to give them a pass and send their sons, put that up against Amos 4, to go ahead and allow their sons to go ahead and steal away the oil from a nation that never did a thing to us as a people. I didn't say it. They all said it. I didn't say it again. They all said it. So what we're going to do, friends, I want you to first of all go over to that of sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when you do that, you're going to go over to the store and you're going to find out exactly what is available concerning the items that we may have available. Soldier of the Cross, this is available, 2 to 3 day read. It's all premised on the Word of God and testimony. This is the brand new one, but you want to put this one first. All the prophets were pointing to the front. First the heart, then the head, then the armor, Ephesians 6:12. And you can go ahead and see the things that you have requested because we have accommodated. We're not making our Father's house a den of thieves in any sense of the word. They are there to start conversations and to promulgate the gospel of Jesus Christ, which we are all responsible for, Mark 16:15. So with all that said, friends, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we're going to come back on the other side of this break. And we're going to bring Mike Adams up for you to kind of go ahead and just elaborate concerning the lawsuit that he is bringing against these wicked people that most are giving a pass to. It's pretty insane. Also, when you get a moment, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, click up onto SOL Radio Live there, and you can watch us on platforms, social media platforms. We're noticing Rumble's doing the same thing, friends, as far as censorship goes. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. Still working on a phone line right now. Also wanted to let you know, check out our schedule. We're going to be in Texas tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. We're going to be in studio with Mike Adams as well. And we're going to be meeting up with some of our new flagship owners, CEOs over at BBS Radio in Texas as well. And then we have another meeting that's being set up. So those 3 days are going to be jam-packed. It's going to be boots on the ground the minute we land to the point that we get back home. So check out the schedule, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break with Mike Adams.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Again, we're working on a phone line with our brand new flagship over at BBS, and I believe it's close to Austin or Houston, Texas. I'm going to find that out tomorrow, but we'll keep you updated, and we will get those lines back up for you. Now, without further ado, what I need to do is I need to go ahead and pull up have the health ranger, Mike Adams, who is going to throw it down or has thrown down the gauntlet concerning a lawsuit against Google, Facebook, Twitter, NewsGuard, Homeland Security, Department of Defense, Global Engagement Center, ISD. And again, why? Well, why for? Well, I'm going to give you the answer. For globally in coordinating government funded censorship collusion against we the people in this country. So welcome to the show, Mike. I totally appreciate you, guy. I think everybody knows you. I'm seeing the numbers accumulate even as we're holding on right now and bringing forth your introduction. So I think everybody pretty much knows who you are. For those that don't, I know you to be the health ranger. I know you to be one of those guys that's on the front line along with us. And so I'm just happy to have you with. And again, thanks for joining us today, Mike.
Well, Bradley, I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you for the invite. I'm happy to join you anytime. And I apologize for the confusion on my side, you know, about scheduling and confirming. But we made it. We're here. And let me just say, I am preparing for World War III. I'm preparing for, you know, the whole FEMA camp operation, whatever happens. I don't know what this is going to look like. I don't know if the regime in power is going to get us nuked before Election Day to try to stop it, or if they're going to start some kind of a false flag event and try to push some kind of a civil war that we don't want. But I am scrambling. Even I've been prepping for over 20 years. I don't feel like I'm ready for what's coming. That's the truth.
And you're getting the inside information. You're getting information from those that are on the inside. They have the bird's eye view as what's going on, and they're giving that information to you. Is that how you're receiving that conveyed information, Mike?
Well, some of it is OSINT. I mean, it's just look at like what just happened with the so-called peace summit, and then Putin's speech on last Friday, offering the final terms for a peaceful negotiated end to the conflict, and how the West just rejects it out of hand. But more importantly, and I know you've covered this, and you do great work, by the way. You're a real treasure to our republic. Thank you for all that you're doing and for the dedication that you bring to it. And, you know, people like Paul Craig Roberts are warning every day that our administration in power right now, which is, in my view, completely illegitimate. They were not elected. They stole the election. They put themselves in power. They're an occupying force, but they're not our representatives. But they don't know how to negotiate. They don't know how to engage in any sort of diplomacy whatsoever. So if you think about back to the Cuban Missile Crisis, at least at that time, we had people in the White House who could negotiate. They could de-escalate. And people may not remember this, but as part of the deal of the Russians removing their nuclear missiles potentially from Cuba, the U.S. had to take down its nuclear missiles in Turkey. That was the deal. Everybody forgot about that, but it was a tit-for-tat kind of deal, right? An equal exchange. But we don't have anybody left in the regime that can negotiate. They're just tyrants. And they treat every country in the world the same way they treat the U.S. citizens, which is the same way they treat the J6 prisoners. They bludgeon, they coerce, they threaten, they assassinate, they kill, they bomb, they sanction. This is what the U.S. regime is now known for. They treat us exactly with the same sense of disregard that they treat the rest of the world. And if we don't somehow pull this back peacefully and demand peace, we're all going to be living in a nuclear fallout scenario. And 1 to 2 years of no food crops growing in the Northern Hemisphere and the deaths of billions of people. That's literally where this is headed, Bradley.
And that is the objective, obviously. But, you know, it's interesting to me because after September 11, 2001, I remember the DHS came out with 72 definitions of what a terrorist was. And if you looked at the definition of what a terrorist was back then, 23 years ago, the people have had the heads up as to what's going on here. And now the rubber's meeting the road in more ways than they wanted it to. And they still haven't figured out that the enemy are the American people. And this is what we continuously see on a 24/7 basis. It's not a foreign country so much that's attacking us. It's those that have played the Judas, Luke 22:48, that have sold us out for 30 pieces of silver on the behalf of those that mean to establish a global order. What
Absolutely.
Say you?
Bradley, you've hit upon something really critical here, and this gets into our lawsuit. So the United States government under the DOD, Homeland Security, State Department, all of these agencies and others, they were granted these powers to surveil foreign terrorists and to try to combat the speech of foreign terrorists. And then they took all those tools of censorship for foreign terrorists, and then they turned those tools Yep. inward against us, against myself and you and others. And that's what our lawsuit has uncovered. So in the complaint, we lay out the entire trail. We have the money trail, we have quotes and videos, and we have documents. And it shows that the federal government laundered censorship of domestic people, of American citizens. They laundered that through both the DOD and then overseas NGOs in the UK and elsewhere. And then those NGOs pushed the orders back to big tech, and then big tech deplatformed all of us. But this was big tech acting as a proxy for the federal government, or the illegitimate federal government. And of course, the First Amendment expressly prohibits the government from engaging in the censorship of the American people, even via proxy. And there have been Supreme Court rulings on that the government can't just outsource it to some other third party. So our lawsuit, Bradley, and I know you have a very high interest in this lawsuit, and I have good news to share with you. There are at least four additional parties that are now going to file their own parallel lawsuits based on our lawsuit. They have taken what we put out there, and they're using it for themselves. Some teams are working with our attorneys, too, by the way, and our specialists. So this has already set off, you know, a cascade of events. But what this shows is that just as the FDA has been weaponized against the American people, the DOJ weaponized against the American people, the FBI, the CDC, the DEA, the ATF, again and again and again. And thank God the Supreme Court just pushed back against the ATF on the bump stock ban. By the way, that's an unexpected victory. But and arm braces, the arm brace rule, you know, was vacated by a federal judge in Texas. I'm celebrating with all kinds of arm braces, arm brace pistols. But the entire system is being weaponized against the American people, and we aim to take it to them. And we believe, Bradley, and I'm sorry to go on so long, but we believe that if we can get this in front of an honest judge, that we have smoking gun, convincing evidence that the government violated our constitutional rights, and that we can help dismantle this entire censorship industrial complex if we have an honest court and an honest judge. That's a big if these days. So that's where we are.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy that we even have to say that, because we found that in Missouri. As a matter of fact, that's what kicked your name out. Am I correct? Is that what initiated this whole lawsuit, is when you seen that you were named as one of those that were being targeted by the federal government through that investigation, through the attorney general in Missouri?
Yes. Discovery in Missouri versus the... I don't know if it's Missouri versus Garland or the Biden administration, but yeah, the Missouri lawsuit, you're correct, named us and a bunch of other parties. And then from there, we were able to find numerous other documents, some of them that came out through FOIA requests, for example, from Judicial Watch. So they got FOIA documents that also named us. And it's an expanding list. And you probably saw the story last week, how this Ukrainian NGO funded by the U.S., was naming everybody as the enemies list. They were naming Zero Hedge and Tucker Carlson and Laura Loomer. And you saw that, right?
I did not see that. No, sorry.
Well, that's just another story of how we're all being put on these, essentially they're kill lists is what they are. And our own governments are putting us on lists to have us exterminated, first silenced, and then exterminated and memory wiped from history. So this is what happened, by the way, during the Cultural Revolution in communist China. You talk about Chairman Mao and what they did. All their radical left-wing commies, they went door-to-door in the streets, and they dragged people out of their homes, especially with eyeglasses. If you're wearing glasses, then you were considered an academic and therefore a threat to the regime. And then they would bash in your skulls with bricks in front of your house until you bled to death on the streets of cities like Beijing. That was the Cultural Revolution, or part of it. And that's what the left wants to do in America. I'm convinced that's what they want to do.
Oh, there's no question. You know, one of the things that I've always said, Mike, and we have 329.5 million people in this country, a good portion of them all, you know, claim to be Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. But the great wonder to me is why the American people sit back and tolerate this. And I'm a preacher first and foremost, dare the justice of God by not dealing with the wicked. I mean, when he said, get rid of the little leaven in the lump and make it holy, he meant just that. Because if we didn't do that, this is exactly what was going to happen. Hey, folks, I got to take a quick break. We got our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, up with us talking about a lawsuit right now that he brought against Facebook, Google. The list goes on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Mike Adams, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV. A place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people.
Your orders go out tomorrow morning. You will receive them within 3 to 5 days, say at the USPS.
Israel at our nation's capital.
USPS,
Washington, D.C.
We say 2 to 3 days, regardless of what coast or where you may be at, East Coast, West Coast, Texas, or from Minnesota. We've seen it go 2 to 3 days, just for the record. I also got a brand new book out there called Soldier of the Cross. This is second. It's about a 2 to 3 hour read to all the prophets were pointing to the front of the church, first the heart, then the head, then the armor, Ephesians 6:12. It's all premised on the word of God and testimony, nothing more, nothing less. Paul said, I dare not speak of those things that Christ has not done through me. So therefore, we are holding to our testimony and no more. We're to first be partakers of the fruits. The Lord give us understanding in all things. Just so you know, thank you for joining us. We see a lot of new people out there. Obviously, you guys have come over to see Mike. We're happy to see you. I do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we've been doing for the last 25 years in the public arena.
What you like, and then live with it.
And you can also check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have about 13 to 15 articles given every day from contributors across the country.
And creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have our friend Mike Adams right now, who is bringing forth a lawsuit. If you're just joining us, I want to get you up to date or up to speed. Lawsuit against Google, Facebook, Twitter, NewsGuard. By the way, Mike, NewsGuard continuously comes after us. We've got all the emails, got all the information we need from them, as well as Facebook and them propagandizing and trying to defame us and trying to demonize us. The list goes on. The Department of Defense, Global Engagement Center, ISD, and others for globally coordinated government-funded censorship collusion. Yes, you heard that right. Mike, you were just talking about your lawsuit concerning, you know, the fact that you need an honest judge there. And I know that we're ruled by law because Article 4, Section 4 says that we're a constitutional republic. And the problem is the American people have been so desensitized and dummied down to actually believe that there's a different version of our law when in fact there isn't. But when I look at the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights and concerning what freedom of speech entails, because we know, as Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. I mean, I could understand all of this going on if we were doing something that was lawless. But what we're noticing is these that are attacking organizations and ministries such as ours, they're subversive in every single way. And How is it that, and I know the American people already get this, but I mean, I think the fact of the matter is if we get a judge in your case that wants to go ahead and try to misconstrue the very plain meaning of what the law states. I think the American people at that point should understand that we have the right to impeach and prosecute, because this is about as clear as it gets as the nose on our faces.
Well, it's interesting. I think that if our lawsuit is dismissed or thrown out by some, you know, illegitimate process or unfair process, I think it will only feed into the secession movement in the state of Texas, because we have a very strong Texit movement, as it's called. Not that I mean, I don't want to see the union split apart. I think that's one of the things that the globalists want, is to break apart the United States. But I also think that when the dollar collapses, and that day is rapidly approaching, we should do a whole show, you know, about that and de-dollarization and the BRICS movement and so on. When the dollar collapses, you're going to have massive decentralization of power out of Washington, D.C. anyway. And I have spoken with high-level people in the state of Texas. I have contacts in law enforcement. I have contacts in government, state government, as well as local government and so on. And they are all preparing for a replacement currency as a backup emergency measure in case it's needed. And I can see a situation, and we'll get back to the lawsuit in a second, but big picture, I could definitely see a situation where Washington, D.C. collapses because the dollar is abandoned. Operation Sandman kicks in globally. 100-plus countries abandon the dollar on the same day. And then temporarily there is chaos, and then various states try to run their economies in various ways. There might be temporary local state currencies or even community-based currencies, or people just turn to gold and silver and bartering 9mm ammo, who knows, and garden seeds, you know. But then there's an opportunity probably to restore the original vision of the Constitutional Republic. And I can imagine a convention of states potentially, but also certain areas would not be invited, like the extreme west coast of California, where the the fascist commies don't want America to be restored. So there are many possibilities in all of this. And whether our court case, whether we win, and if we win, it's a win for everybody. We're not going to take a settlement if they just restore our channels.
That's where you won me, Mike. I just want to say for the record, that's where you won me. And I totally appreciate that. That is more of what we need. It's not about the money. It's about the principle. It's about the restoration of law, that we might be free. Amen. Go continue.
Well, and just to say, in our lawsuit, we've said that we've suffered between $25 and $50 million in damage. That's actually a really low ball figure. Yep. It's way more than that. But our attorneys told us to keep it low so it doesn't, I don't know. You don't want it to look crazy high, even though it should be much higher than that. But the point is, if they show up and they say, okay, we'll write you a check for $25 million, make this lawsuit go away. No deal.
Amen.
No, you can't write me a check for $1 billion, because I'm tired of living under tyranny. That's why. And if I have my voice just, you know, carefully allowed on YouTube, what about all these other 10,000 Americans? Their voices need to be restored. That's the only way we have a future.
Amen.
In this republic. So that's where we are. And I got to say, look, God has blessed us, and our customers have blessed us with enough money to be able to do this thing. And we are hundreds of thousands of dollars into this lawsuit already. We've set aside literally millions of dollars for this. And I'm not ashamed to say that we've been blessed with those resources. It's not, you know, nobody's handed us the money. We don't have investors. We don't have loans, nothing. This is our customers supporting us. We've been able to set that aside for this. And if we have to take it to the Supreme Court, so be it. That's what we'll do. We'll spend the money. We'll put this on the history books. Win or lose, we're going to take this all the way. And then history can be the judge of what happens.
Yeah. I want to go back to your lawsuit really quick. And by the way, Mike, have you ever seen The Son of the Republic, the prophetic vision of George Washington? I'm not saying it's scripture, but there was an anointing on what you just said a couple minutes ago concerning the Republic and the restoration of the Constitution. And that's exactly what this goes back to. This is in the congressional record, if you have not seen it. It's called The Son of the Republic. And that's exactly what Washington talks about after a third war, the war of all wars. So if you've not taken time to read it, do it.
I've heard of that.
Yes.
But I have not seen what you're talking about there, but I've heard of the predictions, the prophecies from Washington.
It's pretty incredible stuff and very accurate up to this point. And again, I'm not saying it's scripture, but it is very prophetically accurate up to this point. Let's go back to your lawsuit really quick. So because I got you for about five more minutes here, Mike. When we're talking about Jeff Graybar and we're talking about Jason Fick, who Jason Fick is just second to none when it comes to his no concerning all of the laws concerning the First Amendment, what is their take? What is their view on the outcome of what it is that you're in the middle of right now?
Well, their overall take is that they were shocked at how dishonest the government has been in this. So it's not just those two individuals you named. We have a research team, you know, legal researchers that feed their findings to our lead attorney, Jeff, and Jason Fick, our expert consultant. They were shocked. And that's interesting because Jason Fick has been in a lawsuit with Facebook, Meta, for 6 years, and they destroyed his business. They destroyed his livelihood. You know, he would have been earning hundreds of millions of dollars a year if not for their extreme targeting and censorship. And it wasn't even political with him. They just wanted to steal his business. Yep. That's all. And they did. But even he was shocked. Couldn't believe how things were so rigged against myself and my companies in particular. And we come to find out that I am on some crazy lists that are shared by the deep state intelligence communities. It's so bad, Bradley, that when I'm invited onto somebody's YouTube show, and so I make an appearance, I do an interview with them, their YouTube channel will be given a strike just because of the voice recognition of my voice. So YouTube patterns my voice and penalizes anybody who has my videos on or my voice. Of course, thanks to modern AI, I could change my voice to be any other voice, you know, and do an interview.
Yeah.
But that would be weird.
Let me ask you this, because this is where I want to see the hammer drop, and I believe that's what you're made out of as well. And I'm thinking of Jeremiah 9:24. When you, let's say we take it forward, you win the case, you win the decision. How is it that you're going to deal with each one of these agencies? Are you going to let them off with a slap on the hand, or are you going to prosecute each and every one of them?
The best possible outcome for this is that a court, possibly a circuit court, Fifth Circuit, or the Supreme Court, This may end up at the Supreme Court level. A court will order those government agencies to stop their censorship activities. Like that's about as good as you can get on this. Here's the thing, though. What if they refuse? What if they just keep doing it anyway?
Yep.
Because just like the Supreme Court ordered Biden to stop paying off everybody's student loans, and he just said, well, we're just going to ignore SCOTUS and we're going to do it anyway. But that says something important. It says that the government is a runaway tyrannical regime that is no longer even listening to the highest constitutional court in the land. So even that would be very useful to see happen. I don't think they're going to stop their censorship, but they will, if our lawsuit is successful, they will be forced to expose themselves as the tyrants and the authoritarians and the lawless rogue regime that they really are. So that's actually the best case.
And that is getting them, so just for those that don't know, that is getting them into discovery, and they want to avoid discovery at all costs. Is that right, Mike?
Absolutely. So if we survive a motion to dismiss and a motion to change venue, you know, they'll try to drag this out of Texas and force it into California or someplace. Yep. If the lawsuit survives that effort, then of course our attorneys will ask for discovery. At that point, we believe that the defendants will absolutely try to make an offer to settle the case. And those offers might be substantial. It might be tens of millions of dollars. It might be $100 million. I don't know. But again, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. You can't pay me off to stop this effort. So we move forward no matter what. And once discovery happens, guess what, Bradley? What do you think we're going to find in discovery? We're going to find so much material, it's going to blow the whole actual, you know, censorship conspiracy wide open for history to see and for other people to use in their lawsuits. And that's a victory right there. Even if we don't win the case itself long term, if we just get to discovery, we'll spend $1 million on discovery, by the way, and we'll put that out there into the public space and let
people see what happened.
Yeah, this conversation is as rare as hen's teeth, my friend. It really, truly is. My friend Ray Comfort uses that, and it is. And I'm just glad to have Mike Adams a part of what's going on out there. As a matter of fact, I'm glad that we connected. We're aiming the same direction, and it is on the behalf of the American people. P.S., that's called leadership. Mike, is there any place that we want to drive some traffic ending this series with you? Totally appreciate
it. The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes.
Thanks, guy. Totally appreciate you, Mike. I'll see you Thursday.
See you then.
Okay, thanks, guy.
All
right, yep, see ya.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together,
sorry about that, guys.
Positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Mike Lindell here. And like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You know, it's interesting because I've had to do this before where when I'm doing an event out in Florida, I was with in Pensacola, Florida about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. I was there with Alex Newman and I looked at Alex and I said, Alex, how did we connect? He said, I don't know. How did we connect? And I said, I've had this happen a couple times in my life. And as I'm having Mike Adams on the show now, I'll be in studio with him in his backyard this Thursday, we're flying out tomorrow. But what's interesting to notice, how did I meet Mike Adams? And before I knew it, me and Mike were going back and forth. And what happened is I believe we connected, now that I'm recollecting, I believe that we connected through the attorney because we were talking to the same law team concerning the illegalities going on with big tech companies. And Mike Adams just happens to be one of those guys. But folks, I got to tell you, we didn't have an extensive conversation that I knew of Mike, some of the things that he had shared with us live. And that's why we have live radio here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. But when he was talking about, you know what, they're not going to settle with me. Folks, that is as rare as it gets. That's us too. It's not about the money. It's never been about the money. It's about freedom. Folks, and we got to understand again that freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do rather than what we want to do. And we look at all of these men that fought, bled, and died fighting against the very tyrants that the American people, and namely the posterity of those that sacrificed themselves, their posterity today are succumbing to the very tyrants that are their fathers fought against back in the 40s. And it's because they've been desensitized and dummied down. Well, some people will say, Bradley, that's pretty extreme. Well, let me take it another step. Speaking of extremity, when Mike was just talking about how Chinese people were pulled from their house, it wasn't just Mao Zedong that was doing that, but I do want to make a point with him. Joseph Stalin was doing the same thing. When he disarmed his people, he killed millions and tens of millions of his own people. Americans, don't think for one moment it can't happen here. It's happening here. You have a federal government working with states and the governors that are plants. They're not voted in by the people. Massive voter fraud, just like what Mike had just highlighted. And what are they doing? They're alluring illegals into America. And it's been confirmed that they are a part of the United Nations. And that's coming out of the mouth of them that are illegally coming into America. That's why you don't see any children. That's why you see very far and few between when it comes to the women. A majority of them, hands down, are what? Military age men. That's called treason. And if you take the time and read your Constitution, you'll see clearly federal and state governments are already acting upon that crime. It's a high crime. It's called treason. Article 3, Section 3. Article 3, Section 3. I didn't want to stop there because I want you to remember Adolf Hitler did the same thing. And the point that I want to make with Adolf Hitler, look at the cycle of all these devils, John 8:44. They all do the same thing. They all act the same way. The devil doesn't have like a new trick in his bag, friends. And the fact of the matter is we're seeing the same things happening over and over again. And if we just took the time to know history, you're going to see the similarities in how dictators and tyrants act. They think they're above the law. And that's exactly what we were just talking about. The reason I'm highlighting Adolf Hitler right now is keep in mind, he's the guy that said, you know, it's a good thing for people in power. Listen carefully as to what he said. He said, it's a good thing for people in power that 80 million Germans don't think. You want me to stop there? Because America, don't think for one moment it's not happening here. Hosea 4:6 comes to my aid. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. It's exactly what's happening here. If people would simply say thank you to the veterans that fought, bled, and died fighting against these types by reading the U.S. Constitution, first and foremost, the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, you're going to find out real quick as who's committing the crime. They're not upholding the law, Article 6, Section 2, which is called the Supremacy Clause. They're not faithfully, what? They're not faithfully executing the laws found within the Constitution, Article 2, Section 3. And if that's not what they're doing, then guess what you're supposed to do? Impeach and then prosecute. I'll end the show with that in just a moment. Let me go back to Mao Zedong. Because they all act the same. I'm talking about Pol Pot. I'm talking about Benito Mussolini. Oh, the list goes on. Idi Amin. These are all dictators. And that's all you have to do is know the law. Just the same way, if you want to see what a deviated stick looks like, lay a straight one next to it. That's what you're dealing with, man. That's what you're dealing with, people. Read the Word of God and the Constitution. You're going to know who's lying to you. Period. Okay, that's why they keep talking about this two-party system that doesn't constitutionally exist. It's about dividing and conquering the people. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, and we're ruled by law. I want to go back to Mao Zedong. Mike Adams had brought up what they do. They drag the Chinese people from their homes and they beat their brains out in front of their families. Is that far-fetched? Absolutely not. And taking it up the next level that I want to take it to, I want you to contemplate something. For all of those millions and tens of millions of people that Mao Zedong murdered, did you know that their grandchildren today in the same system of government, if not worse than Mao Zedong. Do you know that they are now all worshiping Mao Zedong, the very one responsible for killing their grandparents? And you know what? They're doing it. How stupid can people get? How desensitized are a people? How desensitized can a people become? Well, it's called reprobate. And you know what the word reprobate means? It means abandoned to their sin. You know what sin is? 1 John 3:4, it's the transgression of God's law. What are you talking about? Well, sin is when someone transgresses God's law. What is his law? His Ten Commandments found in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. Like, you shall have no other gods before me, and people go out and serve other gods. That's sin. Like when he said, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a god to suit your sin, a god that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, and cheating. Your god doesn't exist, folks. That is called sin. Number three is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That means those that are going to profess to be his, you better practice what you preach, because if you don't, he is not going to hold you guiltless. That's why you're being exposed for who you are, 86% of you children of the apostate, you professors, you pretenders. That's called sin. Number four is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, right? And that is called servile, and that means no service done for self, but we're still there to give our heart to God and hand to man. What's number five? Honor your father and your mother. Look what the American people have allowed the Supreme Court and Hollywood and the mainstream narrative to be led concerning showing disrespect for the parents every step of the way. As a matter of fact, it's a first commandment with promise, Ephesians 6:1. What happens when you disrespect your parents? And I'm talking about those that follow Christ, those that follow the Lord and do the right thing. Well, the Lord says that's sin. And what is number six? Thou shalt not what? Murder. Okay, Jesus said, even if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment. Read that in Matthew 5. What is that called? That's called sin. What is number six? Thou shalt not murder. What's number seven? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said, even if you look, this applies to men and women, thou shalt not commit the act of adultery. Even to look at a woman, to lust after her in your heart, you've already committed the act of adultery. Isn't it interesting that Jesus comes along right behind that, and he said, even if your eye offends thee, what did he say right after that? He said, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It's better for you to go into heaven maimed than to go into hell with both. What is he showing us? He's showing us the value of our soul, and he's showing us the extremities of staying away from sin that violates God's moral law. Number eight, thou shalt not steal. Number nine, thou shalt not lie. Put that up against Proverbs 19:9. Go ahead to number 10, Exodus 20, thou shalt not covet. What happens when you acknowledge your sin and you repent? That law drives you to the foot of the cross where you put your faith in Jesus Christ, where it can do no more. Read Galatians 3:24. If you want an Old Testament reference, go to Psalm 19:7 as well. Folks, that's why we need a Savior from our sin. And then we receive the power of the Holy Ghost. And what does that mean? That means we go out and about in his power, for the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And what happens there? That means we kick the hell out of hell and get the heaven in, because that's what Christians are called to do, friends. And if 86% of the people in this country were truly Christians, do you think that we would be in the predicament that we're in today? Absolutely not. Not in any sense of the word. America needs to repent. Read Acts 20, verse 21, and Matthew 3, 2, when you get a moment, friends. We love you by what we do. If we didn't, we wouldn't tell you what you need to hear rather than what you want to hear. And that's why we're constantly telling the American people to get back to the living God that established what it is that we have today, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look at all of your state preambles. Look at common law, which is premised on the Torah. Look at the state statutes. The list goes on. So thank you for joining us today. And I love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23 hours, hopefully from Texas. Thank you for all the new people. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and go over and check out the store. See ya.